Congratulations. You did everything you were supposed to do. You listened to your parents as a kid. You went to school. You got good grades. You got a great job, worked for 20 years, and now you're about to retire into the sunset. I mean, what can go wrong? Everything. In this episode, I'm going to explain the worst parts about retirement and how you can protect yourself by preparing for it early. And I promise, it isn't the beach vacations or the afternoon naps that's the problem. But if you're looking forward to that type of stuff, you need to listen in as we discuss all this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. I'm A.B. Ridgeway, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I have helped hundreds of investors transition into retirement. All their numbers are aligned, they have adequate savings, their accounts are properly titled, their retirement with their company is ready to be rolled over into their name, and they're already planning where they are going to go on their first vacation to celebrate. But what you may not know is that many retirees, this is really the beginning of the end. Understand this, many investors, especially those still working, think retirement is living the good life. But the truth is, unless you develop a solid plan of how to enjoy your newly available time, life after retirement can be filled with bouts of boredom, anxiety, and even depression. I interviewed Tony Hickson, a seasoned financial advisor and author of Retirement Stepping Stones, and his mother unalived herself after her retirement. And this was shocking to the whole family. She was a hospice nurse. She was financially secure. And with the recent addition of technology, she lost that personal touch with those she helped transition. She exchanged bedside goodbyes with behind-the-desk checkouts. So she said, you know what? It's time for me to leave. Unfortunately, she also fought with bouts of depression and ultimately made the decision to unalive herself. Now, I wish his story was unique, but most post-retirement depression is not spoken about much. You know, your working years are so demonized, and the time to, quote-unquote, do what you want seems to be the answer to all of your life's problems. But it's not. So I want you to share this with a loved one who's planning for retirement because you just might save their life. And what I'm going to do for you is break down the stages and help you identify signs and warnings so you can help those you love. Now, the first stage is what they call the honeymoon phase, and this is the part of retirement that everyone talks about. You know, you get to rest, you get to go on trips, you start indulging in things that you couldn't do or you felt that you couldn't do while you were working, and you finally take that cruise you want to go on with your grandchildren, right? You may even go buy that new old school car you've been eyeing for the past 10 years. Now, this stage is also an awkward stage for financial advisors alike. We know that you have been looking forward to this day for decades, and we don't want to rain on your parade, but there are some things that we need to let you know, or a good financial planner would. The first is there is a financial term called sequence of returns, and depending on your starting balances and the returns that you receive that year, that's going to greatly determine your success rate over the next 30 years. Now, the second stage is what they call hitting the wall. This is where you start to realize all the fun that you're having becomes your new normal, and you start to feel a little bored about your lifestyle, and boredom can start creeping into your life and turn into sporadic depression. Unfortunately, many investors start to turn to alcohol and drugs in order to bypass some of the pain that they're feeling, not going into work and socializing with people they've known for 10 and 20 years. Remember, you've been working for the past 20 years. Whether you're an executive, an engineer, a doctor, you know, that's what you were known for. That's what people knew you for. And to retire from that creates this kind of sense of depression. And unfortunately, many people fail to achieve closure and they remain in this contradiction. And at that point, they start to embrace this passive lifestyle and they have little to nothing to look forward to. There have been many studies done on children and longevity of life, and what they found out was that people with many children tended to live a lot longer. And as I age, I'm starting to understand why. Because when you have children or grandchildren, you have a reason to get out of bed. You know, when they have a baseball game on a Thursday, it gives you a reason to get out of the house. When they have a soccer game on a Tuesday, it gives you a reason to socialize with other parents and to talk about your past experiences. It gives you value. It gives you prestige. It makes it feel like you've had a life worth living. Plus, you're socializing. You're around a crowd. But if you don't have children or if you don't have this social circle, you don't have something to look forward to, so you end up sitting in your chair all day. You talk to the same people, and that can wear on you on a day-to-day basis. So this leads us to the third stage, which is the redefinition. The ability to redefine who you are and what your true identity is in retirement. Now, retirement doesn't necessarily have to be a prison sentence. When you think of the freedom of retirement, you should think of the ability to live out your dream. And every day, you are going to use the assets that you've accumulated over the years to not worry about income and to make sure your bills are paid and fund the activities you want to do. I want you to listen to me very closely here. A job is supposed to be a place where you can use your skills to gain money so you can fund the things you want to do in your personal life. Unfortunately, jobs have convinced you to serve their benefit, to live out their vision, to embody their core beliefs. They dress you up. They tell you to repeat certain phrases. They quiz you on the mission of the company and if you're aligned with that mission, right? But that's not why you go to a job. You have a skill and they're going to pay you for that skill. You go, you work, you get the money. Then you take that money and go on vacation. You take that money and go spend it on your kids' private education. You take that money and then you go eat out at Chick-fil-A. Live your life. Do not give them the best years of your life. Serving someone else so you can finally have some fun maybe 4, 5, or 10 years later. Don't let them take those years where you can travel, where you can walk without having to be in a wheelchair or aches and pains and things of that nature. And make sure you're living the life that you want to live. I mean, you could look up the studies yourself, but many of these experts are saying that those who are happy in retirement and suffer less with depression and anxiety are those who have activities in their life that they can look forward to. So it's very important that you interact with people outside of your immediate family, and this can help increase longevity. Don't think that this is going to be a never-ending vacation for you, because once that honeymoon period is over, reality is going to set in and you're going to have to do something, and you have to do something quick. So if you learned anything from this podcast today, is that those first few years don't go and splurge unless you have a plan, because once that honeymoon period is over and you realize you don't have enough money to survive retirement, you may find yourself going back to work. The goal is to retire and to stay retired and not rely on a company to support your lifestyle. The main objective in retirement is to work if you choose to work and to fellowship when you choose to fellowship and to be around people when you choose to be around people. That is going to be your biggest blessing. So I want you to understand this. There's three stages. That's the honeymoon period. There's going to be hitting the wall, and then there's going to be the redefinition. So in the honeymoon period, we're going to travel. We're going to do the things that we like to do in a responsible manner and not run through our retirement too quickly, and understand this is a marathon, not a race. We are going to hit that wall. Understand that there's going to be periods of boredom that we need to prepare for by surrounding ourselves with family members who love us and activities that fill us up. And then the redefinition, where we're going to find our new identity in retirement and be the best retiree we can be. Well, brothers and sisters, I hope that you learned something today. As always, I pray that you take retirement seriously. Start planning, because if you've been working for 20 or 30 years and you make the mistake of withdrawing too much money too quickly, you're going to have a bigger problem than just post-retirement depression. So if you need help, you can always click for a consultation down in the description below. We'll love to help you prepare for retirement and avoid post-retirement depression as much as possible. Well, my name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.